Welcome back to The Notion of You. I'm Tashi, and right now, before we dive into anything, I want you to take a breath. Not a half breath, the kind you take rushing through the grocery store or trying to get one more task done. A real full breath. Let your shoulders soften, fall away from your ears. Let your system relax. Let your stomach loosen its grip. Let your jaw unclench. Let yourself arrive right here, right now, in the present. This space is yours. You don't have to perform here. You don't have to anticipate anyone else's needs. You don't have to be the responsible one, the calm one, the strong one. You get to just be. And that matters because today we're walking into a topic most people avoid: fear. Not surface level fear, not the I don't like spiders fear. I'm talking about the fear that shapes your choices, the fear that convinces you to stay small. The fear that whispers that failing would break you. The fear that tells you you're not ready, you're not worthy, not enough to take the next step. This episode is for the woman who wants more. More peace, more clarity, more presence, more truth. But finds herself circling the same patterns, the same hesitations, the same inner walls. If that's you, take another deep breath. You're safe here, and everything we're about to unpack is meant to bring you home to yourself. Let's begin. I want to take you back to a moment in my life that still lives in my body like a scar that's healed but never fully faded. It was the season when everything I believed about myself cracked open. My identity flipped inside out. My world collapsed, not physically, but internally, quietly, completely. For most of my life, I had been shaped by the expectations and beliefs of other people. Their rules, their standards, their worldview, their idea of what made a woman good, worthy, acceptable. I followed it because I didn't know I was allowed to have a voice of my own. But when the truth surfaced, when I finally saw the manipulation, the instability, the lies, I felt like someone had ripped the foundation out from under me. There I was, standing in the ruins of an identity that was never really mine. Inside, I was terrified. Terrified because without their voices telling me who to be, I didn't know who I was. I didn't trust myself to make decisions. I didn't trust myself to know what was right. I didn't trust myself, period. Fear moved into every part of my life. Not the panic fear, not the dramatic fear, not the movie moment fear, a quiet fear, a deep fear. A fear that sat under my ribs and waited for me to mess up Every time I thought about taking a step forward, creating something, saying something true, making a choice for myself, fear would lock me in place. I'd clean instead. Organizing. Oh, that definitely helps clear the brain. Research, prepare, avoid, delay, rewrite, rewrite again. Because I constantly told myself I wasn't ready, that I needed more clarity, that I needed more time, more proof that I was worthy. But none of that was true. The truth was that I was terrified that trying and failing would confirm everything I feared about myself. That I wasn't enough. That I was too broken. That I was wrong for even trying. That's the part of fear that no one talks about. We act like fear is about the thing itself, the launching, the starting, the creating, the speaking. But those are just the surface. Fear is almost always about worthiness. And the moment I realized that, the moment I looked at my fear honestly, was the moment things began to shift. I realized I wasn't actually afraid of failing. I was afraid of what failing would say about me. That moment, that crack, that unraveling is why I teach what I teach today. Because I know you've been in your own version of this same story. The details might be different, but the fear feels the same. And you deserve to see what sits underneath it. Let's begin here. Fear is not a flaw. Fear is a function. Your nervous system was designed to keep you safe. It learned early what was dangerous, not necessarily intellectually, but relationally, emotionally, somatically. If speaking up got you shame, your body learned to stay quiet. If mistakes led to punishment, your body learned to freeze. If visibility brought judgment, your body learned to shrink. So now, as an adult, fear shows up not because something is truly harmful, but because something is unfamiliar. Your mind says, oh my gosh, it would be so cool if. But your body says, we've never done this safely before. And fear takes the wheel of your, takes your steering wheel without you even realizing it. It starts whispering things like, don't try. It's too risky. Don't stretch yourself. Don't get your hopes up. Don't trust that little voice inside you, trying to fill you with hope. Fear convinces you that stillness is safety, that shrinking is smart, that repeating the same life over and over is better than taking a step that might change something. But fear isn't your enemy. Fear is just trying to protect you using outdated information. Let's take it to another level. Most women don't fear failure. They fear what failure would reveal. The I'm not capable. The I'm not smart enough. I'm not disciplined enough. I can't trust myself. I don't deserve more. I should just be grateful for what I already have. This fear sits at the root of so many decisions. Not because you consciously believe it, but because the wounds underneath never got healed. And maybe you feel this too. Lost, disconnected, numb, foggy, overwhelmed, spiritually untethered, unsure of who you even are anymore. And in that emotional landscape, taking risks feels impossible. Taking up space feels dangerous. Starting something new feels irresponsible. You might look at other women and think that they have something you don't. You see their confidence that you don't think you have. You see their discipline. You see their clarity, their courage. But the truth is, you don't need more discipline. You need more self-trust. You don't need more motivation. You need internal safety. You don't need to be fixed. You just need to reconnect with yourself. Fear becomes manageable only when worthiness becomes embodied. Let's talk more about failure. You were taught that failure is a verdict, a measurement of your worth, a reflection of your identity. But failure is neutral. Hear that. Failure is neutral. It's feedback. Failure is refinement. Failure is a teacher to what is aligned. Failure teaches you what needs adjusting. Failure teaches where to redirect. Failure only becomes dangerous when you interpret it as, I am the failure. But what if failure didn't threaten your identity at all? What if failure meant nothing about your worth? What if failure was simply a step on the path of becoming? How would you move differently? Would you try? Would you take the risk? You could begin. You can speak. You can stretch yourself. You'd trust. Because fear dissolves when failure loses its meaning. We live in a world where courage is romanticized. We think that it's loud, dramatic, instantly life-changing. But real courage is quiet. It's subtle. It is deeply personal. Courage is not the giant leap. It's the small step no one sees. Courage looks like opening your laptop, recording that messy first take, writing the first sentence, telling yourself the truth, admitting what you actually want, being honest about what isn't working for you, letting yourself take up a little more space today than you did yesterday. Because each micro act of courage sends a message to your nervous system. I can trust this. I can trust myself. I can survive this. You don't need to be fearless. You just need to be willing to take one honest step. Self-trust doesn't rebuild itself in isolation. You've probably lived most of your life inside your own head, overthinking, performing, shrinking, trying not to take up too much space, trying to do everything right, trying to keep everyone else comfortable. And what you need right now is a pathway back to yourself. Not information, but connection. Not a full-blown course, just an anchoring. Not pressure, but permission. Not intensity, but an approach with gentleness. This is why I created my ebook, Return to Wholeness. It's not another self-help resource designed meant to overwhelm you. It's not a set of demands or tasks. It's meant to be a companion, something you can hold, something you can turn to in the middle of that spiral, something you can use to regulate your system when fear spikes. Something that will walk you back to your intuition when you feel yourself drifting away. Something to remind you who you truly are. Return to Wholeness is the support you're missing. It takes these concepts we've talked about, the fear, the self-sabotage, the worthiness wound, and gives you practical things you can actually integrate. Not one big transformation, but daily alignment. Just the next right step, and then the next. Wherever you are, come back into your body. Put your hand on your chest or your stomach, wherever you feel that your fear tends to live. Bring to mind that decision, that thing you've been avoiding, the project, the conversation, the truth, the dream, the change, the decision. Don't overthink it. Your body knows. Now ask yourself, what is the fear underneath this? Is it a fear of being seen, fear of failing, fear of disappointing someone, fear of wanting something bigger, fear of losing the identity that has kept you safe. Name it. Then ask yourself, what is one small, bold step I can take today? Not the whole thing, not the perfect version, not the fully formed plan. Just one step. And if you want support holding that step, if you want a grounding, gentle, structured path to keep you from falling back into those old patterns, that is exactly what Return to Wholeness is for. It'll help you stay regulated, stay connected, and it will help you return to yourself when fear pulls you away. Fear is not a stop sign. Fear is a threshold, a doorway into the next version of you. And you are standing at that door right now. Not because you've fallen behind, but because you're finally awake enough to see it. You are not too late. You are not broken. You are not fragile. You are not too damaged. You are not too much. You are ready. Not ready for a huge leap. Not ready for a reinvention. Ready for a small, honest return. A return to yourself. A return to your truth. A return to the voice inside of you that has never stopped whispering. And that is why I created Return to Wholeness. Because women like you deserve a guide that doesn't shame you, it doesn't overwhelm you, and doesn't ask you to become someone you're not. You deserve a gentle path, a grounded structure, a soft place to land, a way back to your own intuition, slowly, steadily, daily. If this episode stirred something in your chest, if you felt that ache, if you heard your own story woven in these words, check out the ebook. If not today, someday, when you feel ready, your return begins now.